97.9 FM, 1360 AM, along with Southern Season, bring you Side Dish with your host, Liz Cooper. Listen over the next 30 minutes as Liz Cooper brings the Chapel Hill Carrboro community culinary insights from around the world. From local farming to nationally known book authors, Liz shares an array of culinary tips. Brought to you by Southern Season, Chapel Hill's Landmark Gourmet Emporium. Landmark Gourmet Emporium, great for local gifts and delicious favorites. Visit them online at southernseason.com. And now, here's your host, Liz Cooper, with Side Dish on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Thank you for joining Side Dish. I'm Liz Cooper, your host, and I'm here today with Jamie Dement from Coon Rock Farms. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. And why don't we go ahead and get started with a little bit of background? I mean, you haven't always been the farmer-ess?
No. So my partner, Richard Holcomb, and I, we own and run Coon Rock Farm in Hillsborough, North Carolina. And we both came at it from very different backgrounds. We're both from Eastern North Carolina, different places, okay. though. I grew up in Franklin County, which is a rural farming community that, as I was growing up, was kind of, you know, the agricultural side was kind of dying. It was mostly tobacco farms, and that industry was drying up. And my family owned a farm supply company, so I had a kind of a front row seat to watch.
Wow, I was going
to
say,
yeah,
that's...
to watch a dying industry. And it sure. was, and you know, growing up, I don't think I stopped to think very much about how it affected me. You know, all I wanted to do was get out.
That's what I'm wondering. Right, weren't you just anxious to get
out? Leave this dying town, it's not a dying town. It's a wonderful community, and it was a supportive community and a great place to grow up. But as many people in rural America grow up thinking, you just want to get the heck out of Dodge.
And I think it's the eyes of a child wherever you're growing. Mm-hmm. That tendency to, I got to see something.
Yeah, I want to see the world. And right, I did. Right. My parents did a great job of instilling in me, a lifelong love of learning and a desire to always know more.
Fantastic.
And I did. I left Lewisburg. I went to UNC on a Morehead scholarship.
Fantastic.
And that was, I was very lucky to get that. And that really helped me truly see the world because you spend your summers traveling all around the world. I traveled and ate. And everywhere I went, I dug into the food culture wherever I was and just, really enjoyed myself. And then from there, after school, continued to travel and really spent a lot of time, trying to learn about food everywhere I went while also trying to be a responsible adult and have a job and settle down. Right. And I ended up in D.C. I worked on Capitol Hill for a member of Congress from North Carolina.
Well, you really have done it.
Yeah, I've been all over the place. So I worked on the Hill for a while and then came back to North Carolina to do some work with the Democratic Party, and then I ended up at the Museum of Natural Sciences helping fundraise for their Nature Research Center wing, which was wonderful. And that's how I met Richard. He was our new board member. Waiting for him to write that big check, but he hasn't. anyway, he was,
hint, Richard.
Richard, get it done. But we met there. He had just bought Coon Rock Farm. Richard worked in software. He's from rural North Carolina, also had the sense of, I got to get out.
I got to see other things.
I got to do things. I got to do something big. And he did. He was very successful in the software and entrepreneurial community in North Carolina and sold some companies and, but kind of always wanted to get back to a rural life. Mm-hmm. And when his kids were young, he... they were living inside the Beltline in Raleigh, and they were, in a great big house with a little tiny yard, and were just kind of, not really spend a lot of time outside being active in the way that he wanted them to. And so he bought a farm in Orange County, right outside of Hillsborough, and thought it would be a weekend retreat for the kids. And the kids basically made the decision to go to the farm full time because we'd go out on the weekends and they would play and run and be dirty and filthy and have so much fun because they had 55 acres to just run and play and a river to swim in and a rock to jump off of, and everything was great. And then on Sunday night you have to clean
pack
up and go back
up
to town and finally one Sunday one of them said, "Daddy, we don't want to go back to Raleigh. Why do we have to go back?" And he said, well, all right. So we sold the house in Raleigh, and all of us moved out to the farm full time, which was crazy. We moved from a giant monster house into 1,100 square feet, two adults, four children, one bathroom. So it was a big life changing.
Tell me, has it expanded a little bit?
It is actually right this minute. I just got a text message from Richard. That's the second wall being put up on our master suite that we've been
fantastic.
Waiting 11 years to build. Literally 11 years
Good
coming. So we're finally adding a bathroom and a master suite. So we're stoked.
11 years of just one
of tiny. Yeah. Well, and now honestly, you learn that. You don't actually need all that much space. When you have a lot of outdoor space and, I don't know. I think we made some big decisions to lead a more sustainable life.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, you learn that you don't need all that much space.
Right. And I think that's probably, you know, maybe is what part of what part of what makes it so successful for you is to be able to see it that way.
Yes, to know that running the farm is a little more important than whether or not we actually have a jacuzzi bathtub.
Right,
yeah, I mean, for us it was – it was a major lifestyle change.
Sure.
And if we had moved from one gigantic house to another gigantic house and had all of the luxury that we could possibly have wanted, I don't think it would have been the same experience. And I honestly don't think our commitment would have been the same.
I wonder if you would have felt about it the same way.
No.
Once you sort of bring that struggle into your home.
Yeah.
And it
was definitely in our home.
Patient.
I mean, we've had cows in our living room. We often have a baby lamb running around the bathroom.
You
never know, especially with a farm where you have fully integrated produce and animal operations.
Oh, wow.
There's always something. There's the 200 baby chicks on top of the dryer in the laundry room because it's below zero outside and you have to keep them warm. And then there's children screaming because it smells like chickens in the house and you're pulling your hair out and thinking, oh, God, I have to save the chickens and I want to kill that child.
That's a tug of war. So now you're on the farm and talk to me a little bit about you talked about the size of the farm.
Right.
It's not just animals.
We have a fully integrated produce and animal operation.
Sure.
The farm where we live is about 55 acres, but we rent another 300 acres for our grass-fed beef and lamb production.
I was wondering, where do you put all these animals
so,
on 55
So we have,
acres?
Where we live, we have 55 acres, and we have about 15 acres of active produce production at the farm at all times. And it's all rotated. The animals rotate through the gardens, meaning that we move like the chickens and pigs through all the gardens so they do their job. Truly sustainable. We don't have any outside inputs.
Cycle.
We make our own compost.
Fantastic.
We move the animals through the gardens so that they're adding their personal fertilization to it all.
And they also eat
bugs, they eat weed seeds, they eat grass.
Right.
They do a phenomenal job of helping us clear the land.
Fantastic.
So whenever, at the end of the tomato season, when the tomatoes are done and there's just tomato plants there, you pull all the tomato cages out and you put the pigs in and the pigs eat everything that's left and all
exactly.
the weed seeds and they get their noses in the ground and they till up the dirt and they aerate the soil and they,
fantastic.
They fertilize it as they go. So, we're lazy farmers. We let the animals help as much as we can.
It's a great way to go. It is.
And it gives us really, really nutritious soil. And it means that we're not having to truck in fertilizer from, a California chicken farm that is full of antibiotics and hormones and all the stuff we don't believe in to spread on our farm. We have a closed circuit and it's a really nice, beautiful cycle.
Truly sustainable situation
absolutely.
As opposed to, like you said, people going, well, we do all these things,
right.
but if we have to bring this in and that in.
Then it's not sustainable.
It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL, 1360 AM, 97.9 FM. And we're speaking with Jamie Dement. Welcome back to Side Dish. I'm Liz Cooper, your host, and I'm here with Jamie Dement from Coon Rock Farms. So we've talked a lot about the farm, and it just sounds fantastic. And during the break, we talked a little bit about the CFSA, the tours that you do once a year.
Mm-hmm.
So if people really want to come see the farm, because it's a working farm and it's also your home, that's a great opportunity to maybe see it in its work.
So the best ways to visit us, we're open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon. As kind of an open farm, and you can buy meat and produce on the farm.
Oh, okay, so you have that.
But we don't really do tours. You're welcome to walk around. We're very open about everything we do. So when you're there on Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, you can walk around yourself. But the only time we do tours are in conjunction with the Carolina Farm Stewardship Association spring fundraiser. It's a farm tour, and it's farms all over the area. And so we participate. Usually it's the weekend after Earth Day every year.
Okay.
And so it's Saturday and Sunday, and you come and tour the farms all day. And we participate in that as a way to give back to CFSA and also to give people access to the farm.
And it gives them a chance to see the farm where you can actually interact
with them
a little
bit. Yeah, and we do walking tours of the farm.
Sure.
Richard and I lead one tour after another. It's the longest weekend of the year every year. You walk.
That's crazy.
like you're walking 50 miles a day.
I bet you probably are.
It's all in the same circle over and over again, telling the same story over and over. But so, it's useful.
So on top of that, I mean, we have a lot to cover and the time goes by so quickly. So I want to make sure I get everything in here. So you guys have been associated with a couple of restaurants and I definitely also want to get into the produce boxes and the meat boxes. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about Zelia and Ritz and Piedmont.
Okay. So about the same time that we started Coon Rock Farm, we opened a restaurant in Raleigh called Zelia and Ritz with our chef partners, Sarig and Nancy Agassi.
Fantastic.
It was an amazing restaurant. And it was really the first restaurant in the area that was focused completely on local and organic food. And we, you know, it was kind of fortuitous. Richard decided to buy the farm. Richard and Sarig had been friends for years. Sarig had another wonderful restaurant in Raleigh called Butterflies that was just in a really unfortunate location. And when Butterflies closed, Richard said, "When you find the right spot, call me." And so Sarig found the right spot. Richard had just bought the farm. It worked together beautifully. And it was great because, you know, Sarig could call us and say, "You need to plant diva cucumbers instead of those other ones. Get the seeds." And we had, it was this nice relationship where you could, you know, where he could say, "Well, I like the label Rouge chickens and I want diva cucumbers and I want you to try the Burgundy okra." And so we would plant for the restaurant.
Right. And it keeps you guys sort of up on local trends.
Absolutely.
Or national trends even. And, I'm sure it's easy to get sort of closed in.
Well, especially at the farm, you can just get kind of buried in, you know, manure and turnips.
Literally.
And so having a restaurant really does keep you focused on the food world. And from Zelly, we really wanted to. Zelly was a very small restaurant. It had 26 seats. So there's
in another life. I did a couple wine dinners there.
Dinners were so much fun because we had a big communal table and it was we really loved it. But it was small, and we wanted to do something bigger to give, because at the end of the day, what our basic mission in life has come to be is to try to give more people more access to good and sustainable food options. Right. Because before Zelia and Ritz opened, there was nowhere in this
there
area
really
that you could go and get food that didn't come off a Sysco truck.
Sure.
And we weren't willing to eat that food anymore. And so with Zelly, we were able to give a small audience access to that food, and we wanted to do something bigger. And so we started looking towards Durham and Chapel Hill, and through a long series of finding one building or another building, we ended up we were going to start from scratch and build out a historic building, which turned out to be a nightmare. nothing against historic buildings, but my goodness, it's
every
hard.
Time you move a board, you find
trauma. Yes.
Underneath
lots
it.
Of drama.
Yeah.
So we bought Piedmont. Piedmont was an existing restaurant, and they were doing, they were doing some local, and we thought, okay, well, this is perfect. It has a great name.
Yeah.
It's in a great location. It already had a good reputation. So we bought Piedmont and shifted its focus to more local, especially with the meats and produce, and have tried to continue that trend. Chef Sarig has retired, so we closed Zelia and Ritz. Yeah, it was time. And he, he's retired. He's enjoying life. And
is he helping out at all? I know you have just made some changes at Piedmont.
He's not really involved in the Piedmont kitchen. He's a partner.
Okay.
He and Nancy are partners at Piedmont.
Okay.
But Piedmont runs as a standalone restaurant.
Okay.
Crawford Levoy is our wonderful general
Love
manager.
Crawford's
so fantastic. Yes. And so Crawford runs the front of the house at Piedmont.
Yes.
And we've just hired a new chef, Greg Gettles. We are very excited about him.
Yeah.
He comes to Piedmont from Magnolia Grill in Durham, and then most recently from Herons and Cary.
So great provenance. We have wonderful people
here.
We are
so excited.
And it's great. You've got good, young.
Yes. Young, eager, passionate.
Eager and very, very passionate.
Yeah. And
I think that's
really fantastic.
Yeah.
And to have, to have people who are passionate about using local and sustainable ingredients.
Sure.
And, when Piedmont is especially important because we're right beside the Durham Farmers Market. We have our direct farm partnership with Coon Rock Farm, but every every Wednesday and Saturday, you can walk right down the sidewalk and buy some of the best local ingredients in the country.
Right. And that's that's perfect segue for where you guys at Kudrunk.
Yes.
So you offer at not only the Durham Farmers Market,
right. So we're actually not at the Durham Farmers Market.
Okay.
There's a long wait list for that.
Okay.
Longer than we've been in existence.
Okay.
We do several farmers markets in the region. We sell on farm. And then we're at the Waverly Place Market in Cary, at the downtown Cary Farmers Market, at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market.
Right.
That's by Southern Season.
Exactly.
And also at the Midtown Farmers Market. That's at North Hills in Raleigh. And then we have a CSA program where we have a produce CSA, a meat CSA, and an egg CSA. And that's basically a subscription program. You subscribe for the season, and with the produce, you get a box of produce every week. We'll deliver it to your door, or we drop off at locations
all
around the Triangle. There's all kinds of information on our website at coonrockfarm.com.
Right. We definitely want to cover, and we'll cover all the people can sign up for all those things. But before it gets too late, I want you to talk about Bella Bean, because I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. So spun out of our CSA program is Bella Bean Organics, which is an online farmer's market. And you can go to Bella Bean and buy our goal is that you can buy anything you need for your sustainable kitchen. Everything from meats and produce from Coonrock Farm to Big Spoon peanut butters to La Farm bakery breads to GMO-free canola oil
nothing like this out there.
You can get everything you need, and it's all local, it's all organic, and it's all from vendors that we have curated, that we know, and that we believe in. And we deliver it directly to your door all throughout North Carolina.
That's wonderful. So I want to very quickly cover. So Bella Bean, is that accessed off of your website as well?
It's bellabeanorganics.com.
Bellabeanorganics.com. Mm-hmm. I'm writing that down. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to give everybody all the information how to find you and where to get all these wonderful things. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL 1360 AM, 97.9 FM, brought to you by Southern Season. We'll be right back with more Tasty Talk. Welcome back to Side Dish. This is Liz Cooper, and I'm speaking with Jamie Dement from Coonrock Farms. So, Jamie, we want to quickly go over how people find you. So tell us, you said it's in Hillsboro, but let people know where they are.
Yeah, so the farm is in Hillsboro, North Carolina. It's just out of town, right on the Eno River. Mm-hmm. You can, all the information about how to access us is on our website at coonrockfarm.com. And also on the website is information about our CSA program. There's the produce CSA, there's the meat CSA, and the egg CSA. And there's two seasons. There's a summer season and a winter season. Mm-hmm. And the summer season started in April. There's still we'll do prorated shares, so there's a revolving.
So you can join maybe?
You can join now.
Okay.
We have openings now, so you could join now, and you just get a prorated price for the rest of the summer season.
Okay, perfect.
The fall-winter season tends to start in late September, early October, and it runs through the winter, and you get a box of produce delivered to your door every week. With the meat CSA, it's a once-a-month delivery, and we basically stock your freezer with meat for the month. And with the eggs, you do a dozen eggs a week.
And so this is all from your farms?
Yeah. The CSA is all from Coonrock Farm.
Fantastic.
And then Bella Bean is a lot of meat and produce. You can choose meat and produce from our farm, but it's over 1,000 products from over 100 other local farmers and artisans and dairies. And we have cheese, we have milk, vinegar, oils, just about even salt. We have
unique.
Salt from
you
South Carolina.
I love that.
Yeah.
it's unique that you can actually go on and pick
whatever you want,
as opposed
and
to
you order
I just
only
get a box
when
of
you
whatever
want.
You're giving me.
Yeah, you don't want to order next week, you don't order next week.
Fantastic.
You can subscribe. You can say, I want to get a box every single week. And a lot of people do that because they don't want to have to think about it. But if you want to only order this week and not order again until next month, then that's what you do.
That's
and you
perfect,
go in
yeah.
and you order whatever you want. It's like shopping at Amazon. You just go on, but it's local and sustainable.
Right.
So
exactly.
You go on, you place your order between Wednesday afternoon and Friday afternoon, and it arrives at your door the next Tuesday or Wednesday.
In an
insulated box, and you take it in your kitchen and you're ready to go.
That's fantastic. I love it. And so that's bellabeanorganics.com.
Yeah. Yep.
Wonderful. This is great information. So just wrapping up, it's Coon Rock Farms with Jamie Dement, and you can always sample the prepared fare from Coon Rock at Piedmont. So Piedmont is, they have a separate website.
It's PiedmontRestaurant.com, and Piedmont is open 7 days a week, and we do dinner service nightly and then brunch on Sundays.
That's
and
fantastic.
Not this coming week, but next week, June, the week of June 8th is Triangle Restaurant Week, which is a really great time to get into Piedmont to sample all kinds of local lovely fare, and it's a discounted $30 prefix menu where you can, it's basically the highlights of the
pick
menu.
Pick and choose,
And so it's
a great opportunity to sample,
I mean,
most restaurants, but especially for this because it gives you an opportunity to see what's available and pick and choose.
And it'll be the debut of summer menu items.
Oh, fantastic.
So the menu looks absolutely fantastic.
Good, good. This is great. Mm-hmm. So just the last question, and we like to ask our little hot seat questions at the very end of the interview. So because you have this wonderful sustainable lifestyle, if I were to follow you home and maybe look in your pantry or kitchen, any secret indulgence you want to share with us?
Secret indulgence? Oh, my goodness. I don't really know. Right now, it's blueberries. Last year, I ate so many blueberries that I turned my lips purple. But right now, I'm eating literally.
So that's more of an obsession.
It's an obsession right now. I'm eating at least a pint of blueberries a day, which is aggressive.
It's good for you. It's very good for me,
but that's my indulgence this minute. But
fantastic.
Otherwise, my indulgence is probably really good bourbon.
There you go. Well, that's all right. That better.
Yeah.
You can put some blueberries in the bourbon, make a fantastic cocktail.
It's not bad. It's a lovely cocktail. A little soda water, a little bourbon, a little macerated blueberries. Delicious.
Perfect. Again, Jamie, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And you're listening to Side Dish, WCHL, 1360 AM, 97.9 FM with your host, Liz Cooper. You can, if you have any comments, questions, things you'd like to ask, you can reach us on Facebook at Side Dish or at Side Dish at WCHL. Join us again next week for another edition of Side Dish.